We keep coming back to food, since what we eat and take into our body is such an important part of our general well-being and health. Do we need to look at where we're getting our food?
Absolutely. Most people buy their food from grocery stores or from supermarkets. And my definition of a supermarket is a mausoleum where food lies in state. Most of it's totally dead. It's loaded with chemical preservatives. It's loaded with flavors and colorings and MSGs, you name it, you'll find it in most of the foods. Even antibiotics and growth hormones are in our foods today. Another area that we have to really look at in our grocery stores is the addition of what we call genetically modified organisms. And this is where man basically splices two life forms together to create a whole new man-made life form. There's never been any long-term health studies done on how that's going to affect our health. In 2002, it was reported that 60% of the food products now contain GMOs.
Is there any way for us to know which foods have been modified?
Well, that's the problem. They're supposed to identify on the labels if there are GMOs in the product. However, when they source raw materials such as wheats and soya beans and different crops around the world, they could have been genetically modified and nobody even knows it. And so that's why they're finding their way into our food supply now. The legislation on GMOs is different in different countries. There's certain criteria in some countries, and in some countries there's no criteria. So I suspect we're getting more GMOs in our food than anybody's actually aware of. I'm confident by now that we all realize the importance of the foods we're eating, the water we're drinking, and the air we're breathing.
You got through to us.
This report was published in the Courier Mail in Brisbane, Australia, and they listed the top 50 items that are purchased in a grocery store. Now, we don't have time to list all 50, but I'll just read you the top 10 hit parade. Okay. Number one, cigarettes. Number two, bread. Number three, soft drinks. Number four, fresh milk. Five, biscuits. Six, cheese. Seven, salty snacks. Eight, breakfast cereal. Nine, fruit juice. And 10, chocolate.
The other day, the same subject was being discussed on Australia's ABC radio, and they mentioned that the top 10 in that list have not changed for 25 years.
It's amazing, isn't it? When we look at what people are filling their shopping carts with, it becomes apparent that most people don't really realize what good nutrition is all about.